Assad doubts al-Baghdadi death, American politics are no different from Hollywood. By Francis Martel on November 1, 2019. Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad echoed Russian doubts about the death of Islamic State Caliph Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in an extensive interview published Friday, attributing most American political developments to Hollywood. The regime-run Syrian Arab news agency, SANA, published Assad's interview in full, which touches on, among other topics, the al-Baghdadi raid, his opinion of President Donald Trump, a potential hot war with Turkey, and his hope to integrate Kurdish groups into his regime. President Trump announced that American forces surrounded al-Baghdadi at a secret compound outside Idlib, Syria, last weekend. When al-Baghdadi found himself captured, he ran into a dead-end cave with two of his children and detonated a suicide bomb vest, killing all three. Only one American troop, a K-9 officer, was injured touching a live wire, according to the Pentagon, but has since returned to duty. He died after running into a dead-end tunnel, whimpering and crying and screaming all the way, Trump said. These savage monsters will not escape their fate, and they will not escape the final judgment of God. The Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, the majority Kurdish militia responsible for taking ISIS down in its capital, Raqqa, was reportedly responsible for extracting from Islamic State jihadists the intelligence necessary to find al-Baghdadi. Trump thanked them, as well as Turkey, Russia, and Syria for their participation in the operation. Assad told friendly Syrian media that he did not understand why Trump thanked his dictatorship. Maybe the reason behind including a number of countries as participants in this operation is to give it credibility so these countries will feel not embarrassed, but have the desire to be that they are part of a great operation, as the Americans have tried to portray it. And in this way, they are credited with fighting terrorism, Assad speculated. We do not need such credit. We are the ones fighting terrorism. We have no relations and have had no contact with any American institutions. Assad claimed that we do not really know whether the operation to capture Baghdadi occurred, proposing that the American government fabricated the raid. American politicians are actually guilty until proven innocent, not the other way around. Assad echoed his patron Russia's claims that the evidence the Pentagon has made available on the al-Baghdadi raid is not enough to prove it happened. Russia's defense ministry has no reliable information about an operation by U.S. forces in the Turkey-controlled part of the Idlib escalation zone aimed at another extermination of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov said last week. Russia claimed to have killed al-Baghdadi in 2017, a claim widely mocked and ignored by the Islamic State itself. This time, the Islamic State confirmed al-Baghdadi's death and announced a successor, Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureshi. Authorities have not yet definitively identified al-Hashimi or if the name is a pseudonym for a terrorist previously known by another name. The Pentagon released photos and video of the al-Baghdadi raid this week. As al-Baghdadi blew himself up, there was no body to show the world as evidence of his death, though the Pentagon confirmed that DNA tests identify the deceased as the terrorist chief. This was not enough for Assad, who dismissed the raid as Hollywood fabrications. American politics are no different from Hollywood, it relies on the imagination. Not even science fiction, just mere imagination. So, you can take American politics and see it in Hollywood, or else you can bring Hollywood and see it through American politics. I believe the whole thing regarding this operation is a trick, Assad said. He added that he believed al-Baghdadi was a U.S. government asset and it was possible the same man could resurface under a different name to attack Syria. The director of the whole scenario is the same, the Americans. Assad went on to say that Turkey's invasion of Syria, which Islamist President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has dubbed Operation Peace Spring, is also an American conspiracy, since NATO is the same thing as America. We should not bet on any American president, Assad said. First, when Erdogan says that he decided to make an incursion or that they told the Americans, he is trying to project Turkey as a superpower or to pretend that he makes his own decisions. All these are theatrics shared between him and the Americans. The Syrian dictator then complimented President Trump not because his policies are good, but because he is the most transparent president. Assad appeared to be referencing Trump's remarks that, despite withdrawal from Syrian Kurdistan, Rojava, American soldiers would stay in some regions to protect the nation's oil fields. The Syrian dictator also threatened an all-out war with Turkey. As clashes between the Syrian Arab Army and the Turkish military in northern Syria have already begun. Assad and Erdogan regularly call each other terrorists. But in this interview, Assad settled for thief. I said that he was a thief, and from the first days he started stealing everything related to Syria. So, he's a thief, Assad said. I was not calling him names, I was describing him, he is a thief, there is no other name. Previously in my speech before the People's Assembly, I said that he is a political thug. He exercises this political thuggery on the largest scale. He lies to everyone, blackmails everyone. He is a hypocrite and publicly so. Assad concluded that he could not similarly threaten war against the United States because the American army would crush him. I am not going to indulge in heroics and say that we will send the army to face the Americans. We are talking about a superpower, he said. Do we have the capabilities to do that? I believe that this is clear for us as Syrians. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.